Edward Beebe was one of the best-known photographers in northern Michigan in the early 1900s. He sold a lot of postcards, but he wasn't always real honest with his work.
I think to a great degree, he was putting one over on outsiders, the visitors.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. Edward Beebe was born in 1872. He lived in Kalkaska and began working as a teacher and a school administrator. Then in 1900, he switched to a career in photography. That's about the time he was hired by lumber kingpin William Mitchell to shoot Mitchell's lumber operation.
And I'm looking at the famous photo.
That's author Jack Hobie, who's written extensively about Edward Beebe.
And it shows Mitchell's brother's logging train crossing a bridge across the Manistee River. And it's an outdoor photo. It's very, very striking. You can see northern Michigan forest that's been cut down, logs floating in a river, and a logging train pulling cars of logs with some lumbermen and train men on the train.
Jack Hobie says back then, lumber barons were really egotistical.
They loved to memorialize what they did with photography, and in fact they did. So because of those activities and photographers like Edward Beebe, we can see what these operations in northern Michigan looked like back in the early 1900s.
Postcards were extremely popular during that same time. Jack says sending and collecting postcards was the biggest hobby in the U.S. from about 1905 to 1915. And some of those postcards were of lumber operations.
So these postcards would go all around the country, and they would display the breadth and the scope of the operations that these lumber barons were managing.
Once the logging industry moved out of Leelanau County, Edward Beebe had to shift his focus. Instead of shooting lumber operations, Beebe focused on shooting buildings, natural landscapes, portraits, even animals. And to make his postcards more appealing to a wider audience, he'd lie about the location of the photos. Jack Hobie calls it multi-location identification photography. In his book, Edward Beebe's Historic Leelanau Photos, Jack points out a particular photograph that shows up twice.
It's the same photograph. And in one case, it is titled Ice Peak, Leland, Michigan. And it's signed Beebe. And the other, it is titled Ice Formation, Suttons Bay, Michigan, by Moonlight. And it's signed Beebe.
Jack says what Edward Beebe was doing was taking advantage of the fact that he had a really good photo.
The Leland card he could sell in Leland because people in Leland wanted to send relatives and friends photos of Leland. People in Suttons Bay had no interest in sending photos of Leland, so Beebe would put into his retail distribution point in Suttons Bay the same photo, but he would label it Suttons Bay, so people would send it off to friends and relatives, and they would look at this and say, oh, this is a wonderful picture. It's Suttons Bay.
But Jack Hobie says most people living in Suttons Bay would probably be able to recognize the photo wasn't taken in their town.
I think a lot of these cards were intended to take advantage of tourists and visitors, because I think people in Suttons Bay, they would look at this Beebe card and they would laugh because they'd know there was nothing like this. You couldn't see this in Suttons Bay. But people that came from St. Louis or Chicago, they might very well buy the card because they didn't know better.
Jack Hobie says Beebe used this trick often. There was a picture of a certain chipmunk that showed up all over northern Michigan.
In every market that he serviced, you'll see that chipmunk. And the chipmunk he lived in all 18 towns.
But nobody got mad or upset with him?
I don't know. I find it intriguing. When I started off collecting Beebe postcards, I had no idea that I would encounter this. He, as you might expect, he tended to do this with his best photography.
About 15 years ago, Jack Hobie began noticing Edward Beebe's postcards in antique stores around the area. Now he's collected about 2,500 of them. He was intrigued, seeing what Leelanau County looked like in the early 1900s. But he was also interested not just in what was on the front of the cards, but what was written on the back of them.
So it's history and it's art, in a nutshell.
That was author Jack Hobie. He's written a couple books about Edward Beebe. More information at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for listening. Thank you.